All right, welcome back. The final part. The final sitch in the fucking 2020 year in review. What a fucking long podcast. Patrick, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to do an hour and 30, one take all the way through. My resolutions. Also, I forgot to tell you a part. So when I'm, those effigies. So we're in this neighborhood behind this like graffiti. And in Ecuador, and we're burning this thing. This family, like half a block down, they're lighting off fireworks. The kids are out. It's midnight. You hear people like, woo, like, you know, here or there. But the police were like, it's not allowed. And some people get mad at the police. They're like, how come, you know, they're having a party over there. Police, there's nothing I can do. It's not my law. But they're enforcing it. They're supposed to be enforcing it. So everyone's like a little worried. Like if they come, we got a fucking ball. But we're on a side street. So, is recording? Yeah. So we see them. They see us. They kind of wave. Ecuadorians, they don't wave. I don't get it. I mean, it's just like this. You just don't get much waves back. You get a lot of buenos tardes. You know, when you pass by, buenos dias. Shit like that, but not a lot of waves. Anyway. This dude from down there starts coming over. We're like, okay, what is this? And he's like, hola, hola. Feliz año nuevo. Feliz año nuevo. And then he's like, we're talking. And he's like, you know, he starts saying in Spanish, you know, it's like, mi familia no quieres. They don't want to do this, whatever. And then we're like, yeah, I get it. Tony starts speaking in Spanish, and I'm like, see, he's like, don't they, like, I guess he doesn't recognize us. Where are you from? Donde yo vivo? Yo vives? Something like that. Nueva York. It was Nueva York. Sí, and in Spanish, how did you find out about this? And we're like, you know, we did research. It looks like such a cool, tradition. He's like, sí, it's a tradición, or whatever. I can't speak all the Spanish. Got in speaking English, and I'm trying my best to fucking figure it out. And he's like, and we're Tony starts saying about the people you got to forgive and the regrets. He's like, oh, you got the regrets. And he's just in the pants pocket. Like, yeah, in the pocket. We put it in. We burned it. He's like, you know all this stuff in Spanish, you know. Entiendo con todo. And then he's like, we start talking. He's like, but when he goes, like, you're from Nueva York? I'm like, see, he goes, and the only thing he said in Spanish, he goes, la policia, I don't know. They say, no permiso para all this, you know? And then he goes, and we're like, yeah, see, we're worried in Spanish. We're nervioso para la policia. And then he goes, fuck the police. That's the only English he knew. Fuck the police. Okay, here's my resolutions. You guys got to leave yours in the comments below. What reason I do this is because I find that if you list your resolutions, something my ex-manager once told me, he was like, what's your resolutions this year? And it wasn't all about like business, but you show it to somebody. You hold yourself accountable. It's like when you quit smoking. If you don't tell anybody, you didn't quit smoking. You know, but if you tell a bunch of people, well, then you did quit smoking because they're going to fucking call you on it when you start smoking again. Okay, so here's my resolutions. Read 2 full books. That's harder than it seems for me. I might have done more than 2 last year, but I don't know. But I did finish John Denny, He's Illegal. He'll be on the podcast. Shall I do next week, the week after, maybe the week after. Maybe we'll do Adrian next week. Regardless. Finishes December 31st. I want to read 2 full books. It seems easy, but I'm out fucking partying, you guys. I don't fucking, you know, I watch TV on the internet. 2, finish my book. I've written a chapter and a half. I finally got started on it. I've written a chapter and a half, first drafts. Rolf Potts said he would look it over, which means I got to finish the second half of the second chapter. And send him those 2 chapters for fucking feedback, which is fucking cool. I have access to a fucking top-level travel writer who's going to, like, give me some fucking feedback. So, yeah, for sure I got to do that. Hold me to it. Produce, make, direct. I don't know the term. These terms, I don't care anymore. I just want to make a special. I want to have a credit as made by. So I kind of did one for a friend. It was like a, it wasn't a real special. It was, but it was like an insurance special. We shot it in case his other stuff leaked. And got out, and then it's like, it would just be lame. So we just had like an insurance special. We did it on 9 days notice. It was a fucking hero of mine. And it'll never come out because, you know, he ended up shooting it the right way later. But at least I got to do it. I had the fucking experience. We made it, and I'm fucking happy about it. I want to do another one this year. Hopefully Adrian's, maybe Miss Pat's. Maybe Santino. There's a lot of people who I'm like, hey, I'll fucking make it right. I'll hold you to it. I'll hold you to, like, you got to work out. You can't just fucking run this five times. You got to work out on a level that we talk about. And we're going to make it look like the way you want it to look. We're going to put the money where it should be put. I'm going to tell you every step of the way, like, why we're doing certain things. And we're going to make sure the crowd is fucking amazing. That's always like, oh, just get a fucking paid crowd in here. No, get a great crowd in here. Let's get back to this streak of two new countries. It stopped this year. All right, so I got one. So next year, two more new countries. You know what? Maybe even three to make up for this year, although I got five in 2017. 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Is it possible? Can you help me out? Hit subscribe. Tell your friends about Yoga with Ari. Hit subscribe if I can get to 100,000. That's one goal. 3,000 people on Patreon. If I get to 1,500 people on Patreon, I've decided I'm doing this. I'm going to do a Q&A on every episode, which means like a week. It's just like I'll say, here's the fucking episode. Let you guys list your questions, what I didn't get back to, all the stuff I didn't get back to, all the stuff I didn't say, questions you have. Like, well, what about this? Did you find this? And I'll fucking answer this. If I get to 15, I'm almost there. I'm at like 1,100 now, 1,000. 1,500, and I'll do that every fucking week. Every episode, I mean. In addition to the fucking solo podcasts and joint podcasts I do on there, too. And if I get to 5,000, I really think I could just stop doing ads. I would love it. 5,000 subscribers, and I could just stop doing ads. And I got fucking t-shirts on there, tiers like that, and fucking stickers, tiers, and whatever. But just 5,000 people. No more ads, or, you know, whatever. That would be the dream. I don't know. Friends, some. Okay, another one is reach out. I have been doing this. Reach out to comics that are in trouble, which I have done in the past. And I'll continue to do. I've been doing it for years. I have the most experience with trouble from anybody when the fucking E-rage happens. And so I just call comics. And if I were you, I would do the same thing. You know, if you're fans, just you see anybody that's been, even if you're not their favorite, even if you don't really like them, just be like, hey, man, none of those serves you right. Instead, do like, this is unreasonably harsh. And you know, I'd be like, hey, I don't even like your stuff much, but, you know, don't put that in. Just be like, hey, this sucks. This isn't right. What's happening to you? You know, and then a compliment. So that's what I do. I'm like, hey, man, you've always been a cool guy. I'm on your side. And you just see, I mean, it's happened 5-6 years ago. I remember one. And I haven't talked to the guy in 10 years. And he was like, hey, thanks for reaching out. I just had his old email address. He said, thanks for reaching out. This means a shitload. Because everybody feels like everyone's abandoned them. So those few messages, like, I'm telling you, I got it too. Where it's like, hey, I found that shit funny as hell. I'm like, thanks, right? It just goes a long way. So I'm going to continue to do that. Even the people that fucking turned on me, it's okay. It's all right. Doesn't mean I got to do the same shit. I'll still be the guy I want to be, regardless of if you're the guy that's turned against me. All this stuff, this comics, they do this thing now where it's like when someone's down, they kick him. I saw it first with Louis C.K., where they're like, well, I never found him funny. I'm like, and you're saying that now and not a year before all this fucking... all the stories came out? You're saying it now. So you're kicking him when he's down, when he can't fight back. How cowardly. That's crazy. I'm not going to be that guy. Even if they've wronged me, I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to kick people when they're down. Kick them when they're up. That's what I do. I kick them when they're up. I wonder if any of these guys I've reached out to be like, oh, yeah, I did kind of fuck you over, right? Like, ah, whatever. You can go apologize publicly if you want, but or to me if you want, but that's not why I'm here. It's like any apology, you know? You don't be like, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have. That's not an apology. Apology is, hey, I'm sorry. And then if they go, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, I'm like, thank you. That means a lot to me. But then that's their apology. Can't fish for one. Anyway, whatever. The last one, it's like I said before, remember the good of 2020. There was so much fucking great shit. There was so much great shit last year. The best summer. I went scuba diving. I went skiing. I took surf lessons, banged up my knee. You know, in perspective, I didn't bang it up that bad compared to some of my friends. I have a friend who'll never walk again. He had his arm all bent backwards like a fucking, like he was a fucking son of a Vietnamese fisherman in one of those Agent Orange lakes. I'll never walk again. So, you know, I broke a bone here or there. It's not that bad. Banged up my knee a little bit while I was taking surf lessons in December. Remember the good. There was so much fucking great shit. Drinking with Sal, with holding a boombox, crossing over the fucking Williamsburg Bridge. DeRosa coming up behind, putting his hand over my shoulder, playing basketball with Big J. All the whole Legion of Skanks election, so much fucking fun, original stuff came out. Walks. Listening to the Pink Louds in the park. I don't know, doing fun podcasts. Going camping. There was just so much fucking cool shit. Going to see my sister's family a bunch of times. Hanging with my parents. Man, it was so cool having some wine with my parents. Just sitting on the porch, drinking a glass of rosé, which I would never drink, and watching the fucking, they have this fenced-in deck where you can see the sunset through the trees. And you sit there, write a little bit or read, and sit there with your parents. You know, I'm in my fucking 40s. It was great. It was great. You got to make a list of the fucking great shit that happened this year. And try your best, even though work's going to come by way harder and life's going to hit you way hard, to make time for those great fucking things. Make a fucking kombucha. You know? So, those are my resolutions for 2020, for 2021. We're now a fucking week into it. Got 51 weeks left to live to our fullest. Guys, that's been Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. Still recording. Yep. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 412. My 2020 year in review. I do this every year. Next year, I'm going to have some fucking countries to tell you about. And I'll tell you more about Ecuador and the John Dennehy. Probably call it Revolution or probably call it Ecuador. I don't know. In a couple weeks. You guys, thanks very much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Don't forget to hit subscribe. I'm going to break this up into five different sections. I got it. There's no other way. Six. There's no. I can't put a fucking 6 hour. Maybe I'll put up a 6 hour version of it, and then I'll fucking break it up into smaller things. Also coming this year, well, yeah, sure. Coming this year, it's all the old podcasts that are audio only. I'll put them up on YouTube. I don't know what else. Dude, doing yoga. I forgot to say doing yoga all March or all April. When was it? No, I guess it was all April. Yeah, I guess it was all of April, the April challenge. It was hard. I do light yoga, but it was hard. Guys, that's the episode. Thank you very much. You guys are the best. Thanks for keeping me in business. Well, my entire industry, you should see. People go like, how are you coming to this country for seis meses? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, how? I'm like, mi trabajo es para COVID is finito. Trabajar. Total finito. It's been ravaged. Live performance, it's fucking minor. It ain't like it was. I haven't been up since fucking last week of October, November, December. And it won't be till like March or April that I go up again. That's a long time for me. After a 3 months at the beginning of the year, too. Eh, what are you going to do? Roll with the punches. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ari Shaffir. Say it for Ari Shaffir. I'm saying so long. Goodbye. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. See ya.
Just strive for balance in life. Go find that balance in life. No need for violence in life. Celebrate your talents in life. Inside that strength from inside. Learn on. Just strive our world with grace and right. The way of love you'll find beneath the fake disguise. Just search for balance in life. Just search for balance in life. Just search for balance in life.
Bye.